I got artillery ears. 382. Hymn number 382.
Verses 1 and 2. Verses 1 and 2. Sing like it is, folks. Sing like it is.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught say, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet the trial, let thee displeasure's control. That Christ has regarded my helpless fate and has shed His own blood. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul.
One more.
378.
378. Oh, that's.
Three, seven, eight, first and the third verse. First and third.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
Through many dangers,
toils and snares, I have already come. His grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
It's right around there. First and second.
Wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful. For me it was in the garden, he prayed not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own grief, but sweet drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous is my love for me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Colleen. Good morning, everybody. How are y'all doing? Me too. God here, Pastor even showed me some snow. There's a little bit on the roof, so that's pretty cool. It's wintertime. I like some snow in the winter, right? Not too much, though. I'm Steve. I'm your lectern, and I guess we'll get started. There's a little red book on your pew. Please sign in on that. You don't have to put your address unless you want to, if you're already a member. Okay, may your birthday be the beginning of a year filled with good luck, good health, much happiness, and God's abundant blessings. That's a good resolution, isn't it? Happy birthday, Mike, Harold, Bill, Laureen, Ann, Gary, and Audrey. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to everyone.
The January newsletter is in a narthex. Please contact the office if you have email and can read it online, or if you get one in the mail but can pick it up at the church instead. The December Pastor's Luncheon will take place January 10th at noon at Legend Aid China in Cala Mesa. The price is $15. Please let us know if you're coming. You may sign up on a sign-up sheet or call the church office. Now, I've been meaning to figure out what Legend Aid stood for, but we'll talk about that later.
It's just Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
The Good Samaritan. Please get money or Stater script cards to the Good Samaritan Fund. This money is used to help those less fortunate with food. We are the Cereal Church. Donate a few boxes of cereal, canned goods, or other food items anytime to help. We will bring it in at the end of each month so the ICSC can distribute to families in need. Stephen Mickle, is he out there somewhere? Well, anyhow, he's looking for gently used adult clothing for inmates that are being released from prison. A few holes, that's okay too. But mostly male clothing, but there's also some women there too. So anybody that has female clothing can bring it. And if I get too much, I'll let you know. So, yeah, no suit coats, prom gowns, swimsuits, tank tops, dress shoes. But slippers, flip-flops, sneakers, casual shirts, pants, or jeans. Thank you very much. A lot of people have already given me stuff. I really appreciate it. Hearts Grow, second and fourth Sundays. Children can come before the sermon and stay until the end of fellowship time. Parents are welcome. It's a fun Christian growth and worship experience for all ages using the arts to connect us with the Creator. It's held in a children's church room. Please stay after worship and help us put away the decorations. But I think you can get coffee first and come back.
Oh, yes.
All right,
yes.
There we go. You can put them away faster with a little caffeine.
Like Katie did, you can come and join Katie, sing and dance right in front while we are working on it. E-waste.
Oh, yeah, e-waste. I forgot about that, even though I wrote it down and was reminded twice. E-waste, that's computers, TVs, things like that, cell phones, I think. Anything electronic. Trying to take care of all that stuff. So if you have a drawer load of stuff like that, old speakers and stuff like that, just bring them over. Next Sunday, the 13th.
And there's a list on the church website and in the newsletter of what's acceptable and things that they won't take. So take a look at that and just double check before you go. Everything has to stay in your car and they unload it for you.
Oh, wow, that's easier than last time. That's good. All right, please join us for the responsive reading. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths.
Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior.
Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways.
He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way.
Please remain standing if you're able to, and turn to hymn 254. Please join us now for passing of the peace, and joys and concerns will follow. Zoom can unmute to speak too during that time.
Happy New Year and peace be with you. Happy New Year to all of you. And you want to recognize those who have come to worship via Zoom. Happy New Year, Helen. So good to see you. So good to see you and wish you the very happy and healthy New Year, Helen, and all the rest of you. Happy New Year, June and Joyce. So glad to see you. George, so good to see you. Happy New Year. We have one with the SW initial. You know, SW is my name's initial too, believe it or not. Su Huang. Boy name Su, that's me. Welcome and Happy New Year to you. And Happy New Year to Mike and Carol. Deb, Happy New Year. We have, who else? Alicia, Happy New Year. And who else do we have? We have one on iPhone, and Happy New Year to you, whoever you are. And David, Happy New Year. And one on the phone, Happy New Year. I think that's all we have. Have I missed anybody? Yep.
We're going to start with Katie.
Hi, I'm doing karate. I'm doing karate, and I'm doing so well because I got my boat pass, and I'm working for one more stripes, and I'm going on a green belt because it'll be harder, and because I'm doing well in karate.
Very good.
Ooh. Yeah. Thank you.
Keep it up. Keep it up, Katie. Good job. Gotta be careful.
All right, I have a message from Ron Park. He says, we spent most of this week getting a myriad of tests and procedures. The last doctor we saw told us that his wife had recently gone to UCLA for surgery, and she had to go through the same things that they're doing now. He said he looked at all Lorene's test results that were accumulated and said they looked good, and he was the doctor that would be sending the results and recommendation to UCLA. Don't worry, he said, you will be accepted for surgery. Praise God, we will not be there this Sunday, but thank the congregation and keep the prayers coming. Ron.
All righty.
My mother has a deteriorating spine, and the doctors can't do any more to help her pain, so we're just praying for a solution to her pain.
And your mom's name?
Loretta.
Loretta. Please pray for Loretta.
And I'm going to ask for continued prayers for Dale, who's going to have surgery sometime soon, and don't know when yet. Maybe he does. No, not yet. But keep him in your prayers for an excellent medical team and good results.
We'd like to ask prayer for our brother-in-law in Missouri. He's the husband of Austin's youngest sister. He had pneumonia, and he had multiple organ failure right now. So he's on continuous dialysis, and he's on 2 blood pressure medication to keep his blood pressure up. And as of yesterday, he's still not responding to the antibiotics. So they changed his medicine, and we ask for prayer that he will respond to it. Thank you. Oh, his name is Cliff Strong.
I had a joy. I got to, on Friday, go over to my son's house and hold baby Cannon for about 4 or 5 hours because he was just sleeping in my arms and he was just loving it, I guess, because his mother had to come and take him away from me, and she said, okay, I'm going to take him now. And I said, no, this is mine. But he was still asleep, but she needed to feed him. But I would like for prayers for my son, who is really twisted up. He has a back problem, and he has just been in such pain for the last week, but it's been ongoing for about a year. So prayers for him, please. Taylor Salveson.
Continue to pray for Kenny and his son's family. They just lost their precious jewel, Jelda. I met her, and very, very cheerful spirit. And we are very sorry that they have lost her, but we just pray that God's comfort and peace will surround their family. Claudia and her husband are dealing with this COVID now. And many of you have heard this pneumonia and the COVID are spreading again. So just need to be careful. So please pray for Claudia and her husband for healing. We had a wonderful memorial service for Peggy yesterday. And Pat, go ahead if you'd like to share.
I was just going to say that the service yesterday for Peggy was very, very, very nice. And Pastor was there, and I was just sorry that he didn't sing a little louder when they sang some songs.
Anyone else in the sanctuary? Anyone on Zoom, please raise your hand and unmute.
Please join us in the unison prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we constantly worry about what tomorrow will bring and allow uncertainties to weaken our faith in you. Surely you are always with us through good and bad times.
Grant us peace, knowing
that you hold our future and have a plan for us. Grant us wisdom to follow your guidance, for you direct our steps so that we may arrive at your heaven. In your precious name we pray.
Amen. Let us continue our prayers in silence, remembering all those prayer requests brought before us, asking God's healing upon them, and for our loved ones and all those people that God has placed in our life circle. This is the very beginning of this new year. We are here to recognize that you are our creator. You are the one who sent us to this world with special purpose. You have been our guide all along, Lord, and we have arrived at this juncture of life. It is you who has done this. You not only provided but guided, and you have been with us with your presence all throughout, and that's how we have arrived at this time. And we know, O Lord, your presence goes with us into the unknown, and we do not know what this new year will bring to us. But one thing, O Lord, we surely know is that your presence, your eternal presence, your faithfulness, your grace. We thank you, Lord, because of that. And we can begin this uncertain year with certainty in you. So as we recognize your presence in our life, we sing praises unto you. Our heart sings because we know, our spirit knows that you are amazing God. You are an awesome God. You have worked wonderful things, miracles in our past, and you will do it again in this coming year. We rely upon you, O Lord. We rely upon you for provision. We rely upon you for guidance. We rely upon you for everything. Without you, O Lord, we don't have anything. With you, we have everything. And everything is possible. So, Lord, we come to you, we hold on to you, and we ask you for faithfulness, steadfast love, and your guidance once more. And over again, O Lord, you have done it. You have been so good to us, and you will be so good to us again. You will be our good shepherd, holding our hands, taking us into the places where we will find you, where we will be so assured of your love for us. We know that you hold our future because you have a specific plan for us. And as we worship you this morning, O Lord, we yield to your will. We yield to your plan and pray that you continue to fulfill your will that is most wonderful and perfect in our lives, in this church, in our communities, in this nation, and in the world today. So now, as one community of faith, we now pray together, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Touch his skin. 251.
Hills and everywhere, it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds fear and tremble when low above the earth rang out the angels' chorus that hailed the Savior's birth. Oh, tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Oh, tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Out in the lonely manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent His salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Please join us for the scripture readings. Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I may go also and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen in the east, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. And after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. He said, "Get up, take the child with his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child and destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning, everyone. So good to see you all. I wish you the very, very happy new year this year. This is going to be the best year ever. Amen? Amen? Amen. God is with us, and it'll happen. I pray that each of us will have a visit from the Holy Spirit and hear the Word of God that God has prepared for each and every one of us this morning. A man did not like dogs or cats, but his wife did. She had an adorable and intelligent cat with whom she fell in love. She often joked about her cat being more helpful and smart than her husband. Out of his love for his wife, the man managed to coexist with the cat for a while, but eventually became so annoyed. One day he decided to get rid of it by driving it 20 blocks from home and dumping it. He headed home
feeling so liberated. But as he arrived home, he saw that cat strolling up the driveway. Frustrated, he drove the cat 40 blocks away and dumped it this time. But when he drove back home, the cat was waiting for him at the front door. In desperation, he finally drove the cat 50 miles out into the country and dumped it in the middle of a thick forest. 4 hours later, his wife took a phone call at home. It was from her husband. "Darling," he said, "is the cat there?" "Yes," said the wife. "Why?" "Just put him on the line, will you? I need a direction." It is a wise thing to ask for directions when you get lost. In this regard, the wise men were not so wise. How so? First off, they unwisely stopped relying upon the only navigation tool. It was the star that revealed to them that a newborn king of Israel. It was the star that guided them on their troubled travel to a foreign country. Switching from following the star to relying upon their wisdom and knowledge was a very unwise choice they made. Right up until their arrival at Herod's palace, they thought they were coming to the right place. They did not know they made a mistake until then. I love the Epiphany always fall on the first Sunday of the solar calendar. The story of the Magi offers very valuable lessons for the new year always. This morning, we are going to learn from the Magi's mistake, chose the right course, and have the right attitude for this new year. There was no question that the Magi were the wisest people on the face of the earth. But being wise does not mean perfect. Even the smartest people can make mistakes. If you remember, we learned a couple of weeks ago that Mesopotamia was the cradle of civilization, and it boasted advanced math, science, laws, and technologies. Empires that had ruled around Mesopotamia were advanced, accordingly, in those areas, and had a school system to educate and train wise men to go into the service of kings. Persian Empire, by different names, continued to rule in Mesopotamia. The wise men who came to worship Jesus at the first Christmas were probably the most intelligent and the most educated people in and around Persia. They probably had expertise almost in every field. For certain, they knew how to read signs in the sky. They were very knowledgeable in domestic politics as well as international relationship. But no matter how intelligent and wise they were still prone to make an unwise choice and decision. Moreover, it appears that those wisest people insist on going in the wrong direction. The distance between Jerusalem and Bethlehem is about 6 miles. In ancient days, 6 miles off the course would mean traveling for at least several days. Think about it. The wise men traveled in the wrong direction for 3 or 4 days and thought they were on the right track. That was not all. When they went into the Herod's palace, they still remained expectant of meeting a newborn king there. Up to this point, the wise men were not so wise. They knew they made a mistake only after they met Herod. But it was too late. The whole mishap was caused by not looking above and following the star. In other words, they had too much confidence in themselves. I'm going to call it a fallacy of false confidence, which is a byproduct of self-reliance. Many believers make this common mistake out of their self-reliance, which often replaces dependency upon God for guidance. What was the consequence of this kind of self-reliance? Matthew records a horrifying result of the unwise action of the wise men. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and in the vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Proverbs 14:12 succinctly summarizes the unwise action of the wise men. There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. Was there any chance for the wise men not to go to Jerusalem and avoid the waste of time and energy, the sacrifice of innocent lives, and the laments of so many mothers? Yes, of course there was. All they had to do was to look above, not down, and follow the star, which had guided them all along. To me, the looking above and the stars in the sky implies so many spiritual lessons for all of us. And one of them is that it illustrates how God operates in our lives. God's guidance is not hidden from our eyes. God guides us in an evident fashion so that anybody can see, because it's open high. And God is steadfast and constant, and his guidance is warranted all the days of our lives. How God guided the people of Israel in the wilderness agrees with this understanding. God provided two visible signs above that everyone, both children and adults, could see: the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night for 40 years. Yes, God's way of operation could be mysterious sometimes, but it does not mean that he operates in a secretive manner always. God shows signs so that everyone can behold him. In Psalm 19, David said, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hand. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world." The Apostle Paul said in Romans 1, "The signs from God are visible in God's creation. Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." The wise men turned into not-so-wise men when they stopped looking at God's visible guidance. We sometimes end up in the wrong place simply by our choice, not by God's guidance. We may ask God why he has not guided us to the right place. The problem is not that God has stopped guiding us, but that we stopped looking above for God's visible and tangible guidance. Why do we fail to look at the visible signs from God? Again, Our self-reliance is the cause of it. The Magi, the most brilliant man, must have reasoned that what place would offer them a better chance of meeting a newborn king, and concluded that it was Jerusalem. They had come close to the capital city of Israel, where the king resided. Visiting the palace of Herod in the city made sense from every angle. They felt no need to look at the guiding star, but trusted in their judgment call. And their decision soon turned out to be deadly wrong. One medical expert made a similar mistake to the Magi. On March 2, 1995, the issue of the New England Journal of Medicine reported an extraordinary case of self-treatment. A plastic surgeon was repairing an examining room lamp and was accidentally shocked. Soon he felt dizzy and his heart was pounding. He shakily dragged himself into his operating room and hooked himself up to a heart monitor, which showed his heart was racing at 160 beats a minute. The doctor diagnosed himself as suffering atrial fibrillation, which is potentially life-threatening. His operation room was equipped with a deep defibrillator, which is an electronic device that applies an electric shock to restore the rhythm of the heart. But the device was hardly designed for self-use. Nevertheless, the 40-year-old doctor quickly grabbed a tube of petroleum jelly and smeared the jelly on his bare chest. Then he grabbed the pedals of the defibrillator and pressed them to his chest. He gave himself two shocks of 100 watts second. If you know it, it's 100 joules. The jolt of electricity knocked him right up the operating table, but his normal heart rhythm was restored. Amin Karim of Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, who reported this case to the journal, said, "This man probably would have been better off dialing 911 for an ambulance." "What if he passed out?" said Karim. "He could have put himself into a more dangerous rhythm." Like this doctor, we often rely on ourselves rather than call for help. But self-reliance is risky at best and dangerous at worst. The doctor had the medical expertise, but almost became a potential victim of self-reliance. We do not want to make this kind of mistake that the doctor made, that the Magi made. And we want to fully commit ourselves to seeking God's guidance, not just a part of our earthly journey, but throughout our earthly journey. Not only on Sunday morning, but 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. How do we do it? Maintain the spiritual routine of looking at the star. Look above for guidance by making a daily commitment to read God's word and kneel to meditate and discern God's will. A new path, which we have not yet walked on, is ahead of us. The wisest tool for living for the new year is complete dependency upon God and His guidance. Amen. Now I'm going to invite you to come to the table of God's mercy at this time. All those of you who are worshiping with us at the comfort of your home, you can prepare a slice of bread and whatever the juice you can find at home and join together in this communion. The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your heart. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my body of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. As we participate in breaking the bread, let us remember the precious body of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, was broken for us. As we drink from this cup in which we all participate, let us remember the blood of Christ Jesus that was shed for the forgiveness of our sins. So now, as we remember, let us eat the bread and drink from the cup with gratitude and thanksgiving. the good news of Jesus, his birth, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, and his second coming. Sounds sweetest to our ears whenever we hear it. We thank you for this reminder because, Lord, we need to be reminded of your great love over and over again. And we have taken this once more as we remember your great love for us. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus Christ, for your presence in our lives, for wonderful blessings that you have bestowed upon us, for your dying love on the cross, and for your continual guidance, we thank you, we praise you, we give you this gift of our acknowledgement for all you do in our lives. So, Lord, as we give you this offering of thanksgiving, we ask you to receive it, bless it, and use it to build your kingdom through the mission and ministries of this congregation. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Verse 396, Blessed Assurance.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Seasons of rapture now burst on my sight. angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all desirous, I, my Savior, am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Lord, you have put in our hearts, on our mouth, that we may confess you, that you are our Lord and Savior. Your eternal presence is with us. And we have tasted the goodness and your mercy all the days of our lives. And as we step into this unknown future, O Lord, we go forth with courage, with faith and hope, because you are going into the unknown future with us. So we ask you, O Lord Jesus, to give us this assurance of your presence, the assurance of your love, assurance of your guidance, that we may not fear, but continue to rejoice in you and in your presence. Therefore, Lord, send us now in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Go now in peace, never be afraid. God will go with you each hour, every day. Go now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true. Lord, He will guide you in all you do. Go now in love, show you believe. Reach out to others so all the world can see. God will be there, watching from above. Go now in peace, in faith.